Save the Semantics, episode 73. It is May 17th, 2019. My name is Myra. This is the podcast where I talk about most things concerning myself and myself alone. I just talk about some stuff. I apologize if this sounds like I have low energy. I kind of do. I don't really have an excuse. I'm just kind of tired right now. That's all. Few more weeks remaining for this year, and then I'll be going off into summer, which I will probably primarily be working and whatnot, keeping myself busy, which is I'm kind of looking forward to. I like having a steady schedule. School does have, you know, that like a steady schedule for the most part, but I feel like there are often like these like lapses in time where I have a little too much time to myself and I can't really think of like what to do and whatnot. I'm not sure what is something that I can just kind of go out and like do by myself, you know, without being, I'm not necessarily saying that like spending time with friends isn't a good way to kill time by any means. I'm just saying like it's a lot easier for you to set out on your own kind of things and do your own thing, because you can sort of plan out your own schedule and whatnot, you know. That's just me, though. Anyways, it's been a pretty solid week for the most part. Not in anything really notable to really talk about. The playoffs are kind of going at the moment. Currently, at the conference finals, West is our Warriors and the Trailblazers. Other side on the East is the Bucks and the Raptors. And last night was a pretty exciting game. Warriors kind of snuck past the Blazers at the very last second there. It was pretty exciting. I don't really talk that much about sports. At least I haven't talked about sports that recently. I just feel like I haven't really invested a whole lot of time. But yeah, I've been watching quite a bit of basketball just because you know, now is the time to actually kind of engage in sports. The thing about the Warriors is that you can just kind of, like, I didn't watch most games. I probably watched, I don't know, maybe like four or five full games. And I don't even think so. I barely watched any games this year. I just didn't really have the time or like any reason to really sit down and watch a game, just because it's time consuming, you know. In that period of time, I feel like I can just kind of do other stuff, or I don't know, consume other media, you know. I love basketball, but I think that the love for the sport has kind of maybe diminished over time, you know. I still have a lot of appreciation for the sport, mainly because you know, I've invested so much of my life into it, like, earlier on I did, but like, you know, it still has sort of like a special place for me. So, but you know, that being said, like, I think it's just sort of, yeah, it's just like my love for it has sort of diminished. My appreciation is still there in a sense, you know. Like, I don't necessarily I'm not necessarily as engaged, mainly because I just feel like it's not as interesting as it used to be. Like, I remember, and I've probably talked about this before too, but like, I used to go onto like NBA.com and like the official Warriors page like all the time. I was just seeking out news. I was trying to see if there's like something like new that would happen, and like that was like back when like they were a terrible team. They were like last place in the Western Conference, or just like all of the NBA basically. They were one of the worst teams in the league for quite some time. And I was just like, you know, maybe one day they'll win the championship. And then 10 years down the line, look where we are. They've won, they've got several on their belt, which is pretty crazy to think about. But yeah, I think it's just I don't know, like, I'll still watch the sport and whatnot. I think, yeah, the biggest thing that is sort of like the detractor, but sort of, I'm just sort of put off by is just the amount of commercials there is, like, on, like, cable and, like, network television. It's just so many goddamn, like, fucking car commercials and the same Geico ad, the same Apple ad. It's just over and over and over again. You're just kind of just like, goddamn, it's crazy, you know? Like, you're just kind of get thrown in your face, right? And it's like, how much of this can you really take, right? Like, I can't really take that much of it. I'm at that point where I'm just kind of like, I've seen so many commercials, probably, you know, probably not as much as, well, actually, I don't have a good comparison for that, but I feel like over the course of my life, I've been just exposed to so many fucking commercials that it's just all kind of like a blur now. But like, when I was, like, watching a game, like, earlier this week, I just kind of sat down and I actually sort of engrossed myself in the commercial, and I was sort of invested, not really in, like, you know, what they were selling, because, like, it's an obvious thing what they're selling, right? A car is a car, and, I don't know, some other product. What else was, like, on there? I don't know, beer, maybe? I think beer is more, like, beer is more broadcast. Beer commercials are more broadcasted, like, during, like, an NFL game, I guess. NBA is a little more, like, I don't know, is more youth-driven, I guess. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to say, like, there's just different demographics, I think. But, yeah, they were, you know, it's just, like, I'm just, like, analyzing these commercials like it's, like, a fucking, like, it's, like, a film, you know? I'm just, like, you know what? I wonder why they decided to do this, take this approach. Or whatnot, you know, like, I there was this one car commercial I saw where it was just, like, I don't really know what the point of it is, really, right? Like, it's just so vapid, you know, like, there's a woman with her kids, you know, she's bringing them into her car, you know, I forgot what it was, let's just say it was, like, a GMC or something, and another mom is, like, walking past. It's like, wow, how are you able to fit all your kids in your car? And then the other mom is like, well, actually, I have this GMC Sierra or whatever the fuck car it is, you know? And, like, it's just nice that I'm able to fit all these cars. It's just, like, you know, like, unrealistic conversations that would never actually happen in real life, you know, where it's just a talking advertisement. I don't know. It's just so, I don't know who actually buys into these things, you know, like, I'm just curious to see, like, do these advertisements really do anything for, like, the profitability of the company? Like, I'm sure they pour a lot of money into, like, advertisements, you know? Like, do people actually, like, go out and buy, you know? I don't know. Like, if someone were to buy, like, a new car, like, would it be one from, like, a commercial? Like, I just have no idea. Like, are they effective, you know? That's a whole nother, like, case study in its own. But I was just more looking at how stupid the commercial was, you know, and then it's like, anyways, at the end, like, sort of the punchline, the like, I'm doing air quotes, and, like, the punchline of that commercial was, like, the mom who was asking about the car, like, looking to her side, like, it was, like, cut off, like, where you couldn't really see, but there, next to her was her husband, like, holding, like, 5 kids or something like that. She's like, you know, maybe we can have more kids and fit it into our car. And he's like, oh, I don't know about that, honey. And he's, like, holding one on his head and, like, one in a basket, one in, like, a stroller, and one, like, he's, like, holding hands with or some shit. I don't know. Like, it's just not, like, there's no, it's just so, I don't know. Do people who make those commercials just, God, it just must be so miserable. There's just, like, no artistic merit whatsoever. Like, there's no creativity. There's nothing. It's just so vapid and just so devoid of anything. It's just like, how? It's so fun, you know? We're just mom, just talking about our day. There's nothing. There's really nothing. You learn nothing. Like, I'm overanalyzing it, maybe, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you just don't get anything. You're just like, okay, there's two families here. One mom has a nice car, and then the other mom wants that car because, you know, she wants to have more kids, I guess. She's, like, kind of sex hungry. I don't know. And the dad's like, listen, man, I'm just kind of done. I'm just kind of done pumping these out. Like, look at all these fucking kids we have, you know? Like, I feel like there's a better punchline than just being like, I don't know if we can handle these kids. It's like, you're just saying the obvious. There's just nothing. I don't know why it pisses me off so much. Like, it's just a stupid-ass car commercial. And nobody's gonna buy the car. Like, most people are not gonna buy the car, right? So, I don't know. It's very cynical, right? I'm being cynical in the sense of, like, you know, looking at the commercial, but, like, it's just the, I feel like the people who make these commercials just don't, I don't know, like, they have really a lack of appreciation for really anything. Like, there's a lot of creative commercials out there, for sure, but, like, car commercials are probably the least creative commercials out there. Like, they're just so generic. Like, you could do a side-by-side comparison of, like, any two car companies, and they, like, basically do the same exact thing. How's it going? So, I don't know, like, it's just kind of disappointing, I guess. Not disappointing, it's just sort of, like, you're kind of looking at it, and you're thinking, like, maybe there's just, like, a better way of, constructing a commercial, you know? Like, during the Super Bowl, that's when they, like, kind of, you know, bump up their creativity, because, like, everyone's watching, right? Like, some people invest more time watching commercials than they are watching the game itself. It's like, I don't know, it's just sort of like, it is what it is, in a sense. I'm not entirely sure what to go off of that, but yeah, I don't know. I think just being exposed to so many commercials, you're just kind of, it is what it is. Like, you just kind of develop some kind of, like, cynical mindset, I guess. I've been watching a lot of games recently. I've been sort of enjoying my time with that. It's been good. I haven't really sat down and watched any games recently, so I've been enjoying it. Like, we've had a couple of close games yesterday and the day before. It's been good for sure. I also wanted to talk about something else. I think it was related to, like, the commercials, I think. I'm not entirely sure. I just remember, like, there was this... No, that was not what it was. I was using Google, and so I was just on the front page, like, my homepage Google, and, like, there was something that kind of caught my eye at the very bottom of the page. It was, like, they had some kind of campaign going. It was, like, what did it say? I think it was, like, digital well-being or something like that. And that kind of caught my eye. And so I clicked on it. And it was pretty interesting. Like, it seems like Google is willing to sort of embrace, or, like, sort of at least acknowledge the negative effects of the overuse of, like, you know, social media and just, like, the general internet. I think that's kind of interesting. We're in my business ethics class that I'm taking currently. We talk a lot about how companies should, like, operate and stuff like that. The ethics of, like, a corporation and stuff like that. So, you can have all of your criticisms of these giant ass tech companies, especially, like, Google and stuff like that. But I think it's good that they're sort of acknowledging that there are some issues, you know, there's some issues that arise. Like, that's the sole reason why this kind of thing exists, is just because I'm able to, like, bitch about it, you know. If you look at past episodes, you'll just see me just bitching, like, for 25 minutes about one topic, you know. But I think it's good that, like, Google is kind of started to, you know, look at this, you know. Like, of course, you can look at it from, again, like, a cynical standpoint and see, like, oh, well, Google's just trying to, like, capitalize off of people's, you know, like, inability to, I don't know, like, understand technology. I don't know. I don't really even know what, like, the cynical outlook would be. Because, like, I went through, like, the little survey or whatever it was, like, a little Quizlet, and, you know, it just says, like, you know, how much time do you spend on your phone? Like, how often do you feel like, you need to check on your phone for, like, updates, email, and stuff like that, and it's, like, it gives you, like, a scale from, like, rarely to, like, all the time, I guess. So, yeah, I thought it was interesting, and they provide some, you know, little tools and tips for people to sort of develop, like, a healthy relationship with your phone and whatnot, you know? So I think it's, like, a positive thing, and it's a free source. It's not like you have to pay to get these tips, you know? It was just right there. Like, I could just click on it, and it provides that information, you know? So I think what Google's doing is a healthy thing, and considering they're, like, one of the largest, you know, corporations in the world, like, I think a lot of other companies should, like, you know, take a look at that and, like, sort of model their own, you know, maybe model their own solutions in order to, like, deal with certain things, you know, like consumer unhappiness, like, because so many people have, you know, sort of relayed or exhibited that they're, you know, they're unhappy about, you know, their situation and whatnot, and they do it through digital media, and sort of, like, if they're getting fed certain, like, you know, certain posts about, like, just these kinds of, you know, pretty depressing things, like, that kind of affects their mood, and then, you know, there's all these other factors that lead to, like, a general unhappiness of the public. So I think it's a nice step forward in a way, you know, like, even if you can look at from, like, a cynical standpoint, like, I think doing just that does a little more good than it does bad. So I guess I have to commend Google for doing that in a way, just being able to provide that information for the public and not, obviously not monetizing it, you know, but they don't really need to monetize it. They already make enough money as it is. So yeah, if they can just provide some information out there for people to grasp onto, you know, maybe you just educate themselves about sort of the potential, potential dangers of social media, you know, just like the dangers of falling into like a social media addiction or whatever it is, you know, these sort of new kind of potential disorders and syndromes. I don't know what I'm talking about, but that was just kind of like an interesting campaign that I saw recently that I just sort of wanted to make note of. There's another campaign, like, I was watching, like, commercials and stuff like that. Speaking of, like, commercials again, there was, like, another, this is kind of not really on, like, the opposite side, like, I think it was, like, Budweiser or something was trying to, like, they were trying to sell their beer in lieu of, like, the, what was it, the 50th anniversary, 35th anniversary, when was the moon landing? It was, like, 69, right? That was 50 years ago, right? If I'm doing the math right. If we subtract 2019 minus 50. Yeah, it was 1969. So, yeah, Budweiser was trying to, like, sell their beer in lieu of the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, which is, I don't know, like, it's just kind of weird that they're just kind of, like, piggybacking off of, like, the achievement of, you know, NASA and stuff like that. I don't know if there was like a deal with, like, NASA and Budweiser to sell their beer. Like, did they get consent? I don't know if that's, like, a really thing that you can really get, like, consent from, like, a government institution from. Like, what I'm trying to say is, like, can you profit off of someone else's success, even if it's, like, kind of a, you know, even if it's, like, more of, like, a human achievement, right? Like, is that still considered something that you can really profit off of? I don't know. That's just sort of a very rhetorical question. I don't really have an answer for that. I mean, I don't know if it's really that big of a deal. Like, I don't think anyone else has really thought about it. I'm probably the only person that's really, you know, was like, you know, I don't know if this is a good idea or not. I'm sure it's fine. Like, it's just beer. It's not really like it's not poison. Well, actually, no. It is poison, but it's not like it's like Monsanto trying to, like, sell pesticides for, like, you know, the 50th anniversary of, like, the moon landing or anything like that. if, like, it'll be, I just think it's funny if, like, other companies did that kind of thing, you know, like, if, like, I don't know, give me, like, a, if other companies, like, advertise the same way that, that Budweiser did, I'm just, like, wondering how they would approach it. Like, let's say, like, Viagra or something, right? 50th anniversary, for, you know, the moon landing and, you know, people who are experiencing erectile dysfunction. You know, people who are kind of getting in there, they're getting older, you know? I don't know. That's just a thought I had. I'm kind of groggy at the moment, so I think I'm going to end a little earlier than usual. That's probably going to do it for today. This has been Save the Semantics, signing off.